This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I'm pretty excited to have him back on here because I think they've turned the corner and some great things are about to happen for this company. We're talking no other than Gin Oil Inc. Well, they trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol GNOLF. And with us today is the CEO and chairman of that company, David Lifschultz. Dave, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be on the show again.
You know, your company is headquartered in New York City. You guys develop a proprietary technology called the Hydroconversion Upgrader, better known as the GHU, which converts heavy crude oil and refinery bottoms into clean burning fuels for transportation and industries, including shipping and others. You guys just recently are signing a project or a contract up there in Russia at the Yukutia project. Can you give us a little bit more update of what's going on up there?
The Yukutia project has about 7 billion barrels of reserves, and it will take about $35 billion to develop the project. And we signed an agreement, which we are now working on, lining up a major oil service company in Russia, and we're working on the Chinese counterpart. We'll probably have two experts in handling this type of terrain, which is this type of geology. And this opens up tremendous opportunity for us. We could develop at least 240,000 barrels a day from the first section alone. So we're working very hard on that, and that's a major breakthrough for us. We are working on other major breakthroughs, one near the Caspian Sea, which we don't have an agreement on yet, which we hope to have soon. So Russia, as we announced about a year or two ago, is we intend to have $50 billion worth of projects in Russia, and the goal is to generate 3.5 million barrels a day. This particular deposit in Yakutia will start out at about 240,000 barrels a day, but can grow into a much larger oil field than that. So we're very excited about that, and we're very excited about our Russia, and we're working on at least two other major projects there besides this.
How are you going to come up with the money to actually start the project and get it off the ground?
The funding for the project will be from China, and the goal is to generate millions of barrels a day in Russia for China, which this is part of. These fields, for example, the Caspian Sea, are connected to pipelines going to China, and we would have to build a pipeline also in Yakutia to connect that to the pipelines. But the goal is to, Chinese are growing their economy and their demand for oil at about a million barrels a day per year increase. So in 10 years, they will need 10 million barrels a day. Their economy is growing rapidly. Their car production is 28 million vehicles a year, 2 million in 2000. And that is comparable to the United States at 12 to 13 million motor vehicles per year. So the Chinese are going to need a lot more oil eventually than the United States. And our goal and mandate is to generate this oil here, and we'll talk shortly about Saudi Arabia, for China to meet that growing demand. So the money will come from Chinese banking system for the project. Chinese EPC companies will be working with one of the major Russian corporations in Russia, and we are putting that all together now.
You know, I was looking at some of your past press releases and everything. Tell us a little bit about your $50 billion project with Aramco. Where are you at on the process of that?
I would say that the project was somewhat slowed down by the oil crash, because the oil price drove the price down, so people weren't anxious to develop these fields, even though it was very close to finalization in 2011, 2012. But now that the oil price is rising and that the depletion, which I'll explain in a minute, the depletion rate on 100 million barrels a day that's pumped out of the ground is about 8%. And in 2013, the drilling then was sufficient to replace that depletion, if not more. When the oil price crashed, the drilling collapsed 50%. So therefore, the replacement of the depletion dropped 50%, even with the increasing shale production in the United States. Shale oil is producing about 5 million barrels a day and has been growing to about 1 million barrels a day per year. But that doesn't cover the full depletion of 8 million barrels a day together with the collapse in drilling. So we see the oil price rising as it's now about $68, $67 on the Brent. The WTI is lower because the domestic production of light oil in the United States, WTI's light oil, has grown and has to be exported. So it has to find new markets in Asia. While it has to be exported, even though we don't supply oil because most of our refineries are heavy oil oriented, not light oil. So we export our light and we import our heavy. So the oil depletion is going to probably within 6 to 12 months more than drop below the demand, and the oil price will start rising dramatically. Now, I think the Aramco, and in our discussions with Saudi Arabia, their interest is very intense now because it is very good to have a $50 billion transaction like this guaranteeing 3.5 million barrels a day of sales into the future for Aramco as it contemplates going public with their IPO. So there's renewed interest in Saudi Arabia, or intensified interest at this moment, on this project that the oil price collapse had slowed down.
The company that we're highlighting today is Gen Oil Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol GNOLF. And with us today is the chairman of that company, Dave Leifschultz. Dave, the new sulfur regulations for shipping companies, 5,000 parts per million from 35 parts per million. Can you give us an update of what's the opportunity out there for Gen Oil, and where do you go from here?
What I want to point out just before I closed on the Aramco is that the royalty on the Aramco is 3.5 million barrels a day. We are putting the deals together for our upgrading and converting it to light oil, for building the pipelines, the pumping stations, and the drilling, and if necessary, another port beside Rustenora. We would generate a $3 royalty per barrel, that's the potential. That's a subject to negotiations, but that's the plan. We generate 10.5 million net profit per day out of that project times 365, which would generate nearly $4 billion of net profit against a stock that's selling for less than $50 million capitalization. So that's the potential of that project, which demonstrates the grotesque undervaluation of the company. If we were to go by 10 times earnings based on the division of the number of shares, we'd be far in excess of $30 to $40 a share. Going into the sulfur in the shipping industry, there's 9 million barrels a day that are estimated. They're different estimates, but we'll go based on one that was in a major publication. 9 million barrels a day of bunker fuel that has up to 35,000 parts per million of sulfur. Gen Oil can reduce that sulfur to below 5,000 parts, which is in accordance with the new regulations going out in the year 2000. We are in discussions with some of the giants in the industry because those who are not giants cannot afford themselves to build with us the upgraders that will desulfurize the oil to meet the regulations. And as we get closer to it, the pressure is rising on the industry to do something. Our estimate is that the gas oil, which they're presently contemplating using, which usually has been running $250 a ton more than the bunker fuel, which is at 35,000 parts per million, gas oil meets that, is will rise at least triple the price to $1,000 a ton in the event of 2000 coming on, and there's no other source of bunker fuel that's desulfurized that like we can do. Therefore, the bunker fuel, which is supplying 9 million barrels a day of bunker fuel to the industry, which has high sulfur ratios of 35,000, will probably collapse in price, maybe 80%, while the gas oil, where everybody's planning to move, will rise probably triple, which would make our product, which would be the bunker fuel desulfurized, which meets regulations, it would make our product 10% of what the industry will be paying. And when we present this to the commodity traders, the major commodity traders, we say to them that your transportation cost, 50% of the operating cost of all the ships today is in fuel consumption. So if our fuel consumption is 90% less than the competitors that you will have if you use our bunker fuel desulfurized, you will be able to win those commodity traders who will sponsor us will be able to win every bid, because in every commodity quota, let's say a Trafigura, or a Vitol, or Glencore, there is a transportation cost and there is a commodity cost. If the commodity costs are competitive and the transportation cost is much cheaper, which it would be under general, the commodity trader can win every single quote, and we could open up a tremendous market for them. Commodity traders are telling us that they think there are only four places in the world that will require us to have huge upgrading facilities, and that would be in Singapore, Rotterdam, Fujairah, and in Durban. Those are the four. So we don't have to have upgraders all over the world in every single port. We just have to have it in the major refueling stations. So we're relating here, we're in the planning stages with some of the giants to roll this out. We're under confidentiality agreements, so unfortunately we can't name names. But we think it's a very exciting area for us. 9 million barrels a day is 9% of the world production of oil coming out of the ground. And we're working intensely in this area.
We're starting to run out of time, so let me close this up a little bit. I believe your stock price is grossly undervalued at 4.5 cents to 5 cents. In closing, Dave, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to the listeners out there?
Well, the only thing more that I could say is that we are very flexible. We are representing China in other areas, whether it's building a port, remodeling and upgrading refineries. And we also recently joined and helped set up a bid for a $1.2 billion photovoltaic project in Kuwait. If we win that bid, we will make a very sizable fee for having set that up. So Geno is moving into many, many areas aside from the base that we have, because the base before we would generate the $3 a barrel on a royalty for the upgrader. It would take about 3 years, though we will have a fee too for assembling the project up front. But the major earnings would come after 3 years. So we're looking at other areas and to do projects that China desires to achieve overseas.
Gen Oil is the company that we highlighted today. David, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I know you're a busy guy. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 50 or 60 days. Give us an update. Take a look at Gen Oil Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol GNOLF. Dave, hopefully, like I said, you'll come back in about 60 days and give us an update.
Okay, thank you for the opportunity to speak to your audience.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.